Today's daf is Yuma Dav Nun, as we continue in the fifth parak of Parakot Siulo, talking about the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. And the last topic that we were discussing was what happens if the Kohen Gadol dies after his par is shechted, before he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim. Can another Kohen Gadol just come and take over and step in and continue, or does he have to reshecht a new par of his own? So we asked a couple of questions on that. We're going to ask some more. But first, the Gemara had brought up on the bottom of Memtes Amabez the parallel of Korban Pesach. And we answered that. Special din by Korban Pesach, it has to be alive. And then we said, what about Petach Hamor? Also, it's not allowed to use a dead animal. Doesn't that show that whenever the Torah describes an animal, it means a live animal? So again, the Gemara says, no, you learn it from Gzeira Shava, from Korban Pesach, that it has to be a seh. Keep in mind that this is all, this whole discussion is about how the Torah uses the term. The Chashukei Chemida discusses a little bit what happens if people make an agreement. And somebody says, you know, I'm going to give you a set. Does he have to give him a live set or even a shechted set? But you might not say that our Gemara has any connection to that because, as we say elsewhere, divrei Torah lechud v'divrei lashon b'nei adam lechud. Lav dafka, that it is the same categories and words having the same meaning. But just maybe a moment or two on the mitzvah that was brought up at the end of the daf, and that is Petach Hamor. We know Petach Hamor consists of two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah asay daraisa of pidyon Petach Hamor. If there is a Jew that owns a donkey and the donkey has a firstborn, so that donkey does not have kedusha. A chamar is a non-kosher animal, but it has a status. And that status has to be transferred onto a seh, onto a sheep. And then once I do that, then I give the seh to the kohen, and I, the Yisrael, I'm allowed to keep the chamar. This is a mitzvah that applies bizman hazeh. We just don't hear of it so much because Jews don't really own donkeys. But if a Jew would own a donkey, so then there's nothing wrong. It's not like Bechor, where we have to try to get rid of the situation because we're going to have a carbon walking around. That's why we always try to have shutfus with a non-Jew before the animal gives birth. But by Petach Hamor, right, there are ceremonies that happen even bizman hazeh. There's a bracha made, and then the seh is transferred and given to the kohen, and it's chulin biyada kohen, and the chamar is chulin biyada Yisrael. So why is that's the mitzvah asay? Along with this, as we know, the pasuk says at the end of Parshas Bo comes along the los asay, that if I refuse to do the pidyon for whatever reason, then I have to do arifa. I have to break the neck of the animal. I have to kill the animal. Imlo ratza liftosav, imlo sifta va'arafto. What is the message of the mitzvah? Why? Regarding this mitzvah, we don't have too many other mitzvahs asay that have to do with non-kosher animals. Maybe the mitzvah, not the asay, the isra of nevela, says he should throw it to a dog, right? Because akel tashlichu nosav. That's not really part of the mitzvahs asay, but here we have a mitzvahs asay having to do with a non-kosher animal. Petach Hamor. Why? So there are various suggestions given. The Gemara talks about it also in Maseches Bechoros, but says the Sefer Achinuch, a mitzvah chaf beis, misharshi mitzvah zu, kadesha yizkeru hayehudim la'olam, hanes Sha'asalam akel b'yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Jews forever always remember the nes that happened in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shahara kol b'choreihem shenim shlo lachamorim. As the Gemara says elsewhere, certain nations lose their tzelem alokim. They are so animalistic in their tendencies of throwing other human beings into the sea. So they become like Am HaDomel HaChamor. So that's what we remember, that Makas Bechoros, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Bechoreihem that were Nikra Chamorim. And there are other suggestions as well. The Meshech Chachma discusses in Parshas Bo, there on that Pasuk, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. First he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara in Bechoros Afayim Abayis. Rabbi Akiva asked, Shal Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi Eliezer, Manish Tanu Pitri Chamorim. Why are Chamorim unique? Says the Gemara, Lefi Sheisiu es Yisrael b'Yitzias Mitzrayim. The donkeys helped us when we left Mitzrayim. She'en l'kol ve'echad ve'echad. Every Jew had at least 70 laden donkeys full of silver and gold and avanim tovos umargolios. So we remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. The only problem with that answer is that why is it only Petach Hamor then? Because we remember Makas Bechoros along with when we left, not an exact parallel. But so the Meshech Chachma himself continues and says, also not answering the the specific firstborn problem, but he says, "Lochein kasher pasach Hashem al bechor b'divrei Yisrael v'hara kol bechor adam." When Hashem did makas bechoros, at that point we realized shemizer ra'u hashgacha pradas v'dveikus Hashem yisbarach l'nevron. At that moment we realized the unbelievably specific hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and he goes into each house, every firstborn out of every woman, even if nobody knows it's a firstborn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care and he guards the firstborns of Am Yisrael. Tziva, Hashem says, be makdish every firstborn animal and person. Ubazen nechlau, and included in that is chamorim. Why chamor specifically? Lizkar, to remember when we went into Mitzrayim. Not like the Gemara that when we went out of Mitzrayim. But hachnasasal Mitzrayim idea chamorim. Kemoshim mavur beparshas miketz. Vayisu sivram al chamorehem. What is that to teach me? Lermos shaknisal Mitzrayim. Ad hayitzia hoya shalsheles aruka sibos shonos. Even going into Mitzrayim was Yad Hashem. Asher kulam keechad hislachdu. All of the elements come together. Lalamid mifalos mipulos tamim dayim, to learn from Hashem that He's behind everything. Life is all different pieces put together. Rabbi Lau in his Haggadah, former chief rabbi, writes this on Chad Gadya. Chad Gadya, with the message of Chad Gadya at the end of the Seder. That's what we end off with after we got to Nirtza. We're on a high, we're on a pinnacle. Chad Gadya, what is so special about that riddle of Chad Gadya? Explains Rabbi Lau, because life is a puzzle. And so many times we don't see the outside of the puzzle. We only see one or two pieces of the puzzle. We don't see what's before. We don't see what's after. We only see the water putting out the fire. We don't see what happens to the water afterwards. We only see the Malach HaMavis. We don't see V'yasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't see everything. It says that's the message at the end of the Seder, when we are still in Galus and we realize we need the Beis HaMikdash. We know, we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are connected to you. We realize that you run the world b'hashgacha pratis in a unbelievable way. And that's exactly, says the Meshul Chachma, why we take chamorim. Because we not only recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us into Mitzrayim as well. And one final thought related, and that is from Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, the Azayin LaTorah. He points out, why are there two mitzvos? Why is there the mitzvah of Tifteveseh, and why is there the mitzvah of Imlosif Tevarafto? So, the Netziv has one shot we mentioned in the past, which we won't repeat right now, but the Azayin LaTorah says, the Yesh Lomar, Shebeis Ta'amim L'Kedushas HaBachor. There are two reasons why the Bechor is sanctified. Number one, to remember that Hashem hit the Bechor Mitzrayim, and number two, that He saved the Bechor Yisrael. And that he didn't just let the Malach HaMavis go arbitrarily and take all firstborns. So says Rav Sarutzkin, we have two mitzvos. V'hine l'zecher hatzalas b'chori Yisrael. To remember the salvation of the firstborns. So what do? That's pidyon aven. Tziva Hashem liftos b'chori Yisrael b'heis loim. V'laseis osam l'kohanim u'b'chor b'heima tahora. L'sito l'kohen agri v'shlamim. This pidyon aven and b'chor b'heima tahora. That's to remember the salvation. U'b'nogea l'zachira hashnia. Do you remember the second element? That the Hashem smote the firstborns of the Egyptians. Hashem said to be mansiach there. Siv Hashem osanu lahansicha al yedei petach hamor. Shem etzrim nidmu lachamor. As the pasuk says, psar chamorim, psara min yecheskel. And mikivan shezo zeich lamagev hasabachorim. So really, halo tzarech hayal arof. Just like to remember Hashem smote them, we should smote the chamor, meaning arifa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chasal amamonu sheyisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just take it and redeem it. If you don't take this opportunity to remember in the way that I've given you the option to, then you have to be Oref. This doesn't mean that, oh, maybe Arifa comes before. The Mishnah says Beferish in Becharos that mitzvahs pidia kodemus the mitzvahs Arifa. Right? Pidyon is better. That's the Lachadchila. Just like Yimam is before Chalitza and Pidyon is before Arifa. The whole list there of the mitzvahs that go together. But Rav Sarutzkin says that if the whole message behind both of these mitzvos is the makkah of the firstborn Egyptians. Okay, a couple of thoughts related to Pidyon Petach Hamor. We know there are three mitzvos related to firstborns, Pidyon Petach Hamor, Pidyon Aben, and Bechor Behemoth Tahora, which is automatically a korban that goes to the Kohen. Okay, we continue now though. On the top of Nunam and Aleph, again, we're in the sugya of this machlokes, whether what the halacha is. If a Kohen Gadol dies after he shechs his par, do we say that the next Kohen Gadol could just take it? And that would mean paro v'afilu paro shel chavero, right? Or the way the Gemara says it, bipar v'afilu bidamo shel par. Or do we say no? You have to have your own carbon. You have to bring your own live animal into the Azara, and par v'lo bidamo shel par. That was the formulation yesterday. So, eis the Rabbi Yisrael Nafcha l'Rabbi Yami. Yes, Rabbi Yisrael Nafcha l'Rabbi Yami. V'hotzi es kol hapar. He brings out, by carbon chatos, in Perak Dalet of Ayikra, he brings out the entire par. So you see there, that's thrown out after it shechted, if you look in the psukim. So you see, even after it shechted, it's called a par. Answer, Rashi notes here that it's hard to know. Rashi is the best Rebbe that all of us ever have. So often, when it's not clear exactly in the Gemara where the question ends, where the answer starts, it seems like a one run-on sentence, Rashi clarifies. So Rashi here says, Sheyotzi Eskula, Rashi says, Tirutzahu. This is the answer. Shayozi is klu klomar, meaning, no, really, par means a live par. But here, the pasuk is just emphasizing to take the entire par. This is one of the chatos hanisrafos that have to be burned outside. So to emphasize, you have to take the entire animal, it says par. Next, v'es parachatas. Rashi says, kushu. Note, this is the next question. Again, Rashi is the best teacher we ever had. V'es parachatas, v'es si'irachatas. But par and the si'irachatas, and that is after Matan Damim. So again, it's still called the Par and the Seir. Amar Papa. No, wait a minute, says Rapapa. Ba'ar u'basar u'peresh du'kol ha'amalo pligi. No, everybody agrees if you have all the parts of the animal, we're rethinking everything we've said up till now. Most, if you have most of the animal there, all the limbs, all the fats, that's for sure called Par. Par can mean live, Par can be dead. The machlokas here is about one specific. Ki pligi b'dam. Here we're talking about the dam. Could the dam of the par, which we are going to use, that's the ikar par, that's going to achieve kapara. Could the dam of the par be called par or not? That's the machlokas. Mar savar dam ikri par. One says, yes, it is called par. And therefore, if the Kohen Gadol dies, the new Kohen Gadol could just take his dam and use it. Umar savar dam lo ikri par. The other opinion says, no, dam is not called a par. There is a question, not a very strong question, but an interesting question that one of the Achronim I saw ask, and that is, we're familiar with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavav, where the Gemara discusses, why can't we use a shofar of a para on Rosh Hashanah, because of, says Ula, ein kategar na'aseh sanegar. We can't have the prosecutor turned into the defense attorney, and a cow obviously reminds Hashem of the Chet HaEgel, so we can't use the shor, we can't use a horn, a shofar of a shor on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, v'lo v'ha'ika dam par. So what about on Yom Kippur, when we bring the blood of the par inside so Kodesh Kadashim, so why isn't that ein kategar? Says the Gemara, ho'ol v'ishtini, Ishtini. No, once it has changed, it's no longer cow, it's blood. So, hov ishtini ishtini, Rashi, hov ishtini lihi yozdam, ve'ein maris hapar nikar, that's good enough. So, the question is, what about our Gemara? Our Gemara says that there's an opinion out there that says, dam ikri par. So, according to that opinion, would it be a problem if would we have the question again of in kategor nasa sanegar? You see, dam is not called ishtini. So it's not a kushy chamura. I mean, one could say that regarding in kategor nasa sanegar, all you need is a physical change, not a halachic label. Halachically labeled, the dam might still be called par. But in terms of in kategor nasa sanegar, what reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the chait, so that it could be Hashem doesn't look at the halachic realities, he looks at the physical realities. And therefore, one does not cause problems, even according to the mandamer of dam ikri par, if one has the blood in the Kodesh Kadashim. It still wouldn't be a problem. But it is an interesting ha'ara relating to that Gemara. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi heads off and says, Mestavra, I think, Keman to Amar Dam Ikri Par. I like that answer. That Dam is Ikri Par. Why? Dechsiv. Because it says at the beginning of the Avoda, Bezos, Yavo Aaron ala Kodesh. With this, Aaron will come into the Kodesh. Remember, that's the pasuk we spoke about way back in the beginning of the Masechta, Dav Beis and Dav Gimel, we spoke about the Vilna Gaon's Diuk, that the whole section of Achremos does not mention Yom Kippur until all the way at the end. Why? Because the Gra says that Aaron HaKohen could go into the Kodesh Kodashim whenever he wanted, as long as he did this Avoda. That's this Pasuk. Bezos, with this Avoda, you have Aaron HaKodesh, you could go in. But what do you see? What does he go into the Kodesh with? Bepar Ben Bakar. With the par. Atu Bakar Nehamayolei. What, he goes in with his horns? takes the whole par in. So what do you mean par? Ela bedamo. But it must be referring to the blood. When he's going to go into the Heichal and into the Kodesh Kodashim with the blood, v'kari le par. And you see the Torah calls it a par. That's why Rav Ashi likes that opinion. The idach. What would the other opinions say about this? No. What does the pasuk mean? B'ma huchshar Aaron lavo ala Kodesh. With what does Aaron get ready to go into the Kodesh with? Befar ben baka lachatas. He goes in beforehand. Beforehand, it is a live animal, but it could very well not be a raya to that other shita. That's Rashi says, B'ma huchshar lavo, ma yaseh, kidei shihei rashar likanes. What must he do so that he's able to go in? Yavi par chai la'azara, v'yasa vodeshe be'inyan. He brings a live cow to the azara and then does what he needs to do. The Rambam, this question is unanswered. The question goes unanswered in the Gemara. Par v'afilu v'kula, v'afilu b'damo shapar or actual par. The Rambam, though, gives a psak. The Rambam does not answer the psak. The Rambam in Avodas Yom Kippur in Perek Hey Halacha Yud Gimel Par Yom Kippurim Af Al Pi Shekohen Gadol Koneh Osam Yishalo. Even though the Kohen Gadol is koned from his own money, Hamakom Hifkir Mamono Bo LeKolecha VaKohenim. We'll have to get back to Hashem this lashon later on tomorrow's daf. Even though it is the Kohen Gadol's own money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafkir his mamon, so that his fellow Kohanim could be included. She'ilu lohaya lohen bo shutfis, lohaya miskaprin bo. If they didn't have any connection with this par, even though it was bought by the Kohen Gadol's money, if they had no connection, how could they get kapara? Remember the Kohen Gadol did two viduyim. So Hashem, this will come up on tomorrow's daf. Lefichach, therefore though, im meis Kohen Gadol kohodem she'yishchad par. If the Kohen Gadol dies before Shechitas HaPar, HaKohen Shomei Tachtav Eino Mevig Par Acher. He doesn't have to bring another par, Ela Shochet Es Shel Rishon, but he just shechs the first one, as long as Shechita has not been done yet. Right, that's interesting. Lefichach, there's a Lefichach in the Rambam. Because the other Kohenim have a connection, Lefichach, if the Kohen Gadol dies, he just goes and brings that. That's not called a chatas. That's missing all of its owners. Ve'eino chatas shemesu ba'aleha shetamus. This is not considered a chatas shemesu ba'aleha, which we're going to get to in our Gemara in a minute. She'eino chatas arabim mesa. But then he says what's important for us. Shochad asapar umes kolim shi'chaper b'damo. What if he didn't die before the shechita, when he could just continue, but he died after the shechita? Ha'kohen ha'acher nichnas b'dam zeh. The Rama Paskins, that you still don't need another par. The Kohen, second Kohen, the substitute could go in and just take the dam and continue. Says the Kesef Mishnah, where does Rama get this from? There's an unanswered question. Says the Kesef Mishnah because of our Ravashi that we just read. Ravashi is the Amora Basra. He is the latest of the Amoraim and Halacha Kabasrois. The Rama must have saw Rav Ashi's Mistavra here and Paskin liked him, even though the Gemara defends the other Shita by saying V'idach, but it must be enough for the Rambam to Paskin like Rav Ashi. Period. Next section. Now the Gemara has an entire question on the whole discussion that we've had. We've tried to figure out whether within Yom Kippur, you could be medayik, whether par, v'lo b'damo shopar, par. We have a general question. 1 minute. Of course it should be no good. V'tepiklei, the Rambam already answered this. We already read that Rambam, but now we're going back in time, conceptually. V'tepiklei, 1 minute. Why don't we say, t'chata shemesu balehi? If the Kohen Gadol dies after he shechs his par, why isn't that a regular case of an owner, somebody who's bringing a carbon chatas and he dies? The chatas shemesu baleh, lemisa azla. A chatas whose owner dies, this animal has to go, led to graze, and he has to be left to die. Right? This is a halakha Moshe B'Sinai. The Mishnah says in Maseches Temura, on Daf Chaf Aleph from a base, Rashi quotes it in a couple of Rashis a little bit later on. These are known as the five chatos mesos, halakha Moshe B'Sinai, that they all have to be left to die. What's the connection between all five of them? The connection is broken between the owner and the karban. By all other karbanos, it could exist without its deep connection to the owner. An ola could exist without its deep connection. A shlamim. A chatas, which is ba'al chet, it cannot exist without its connection to the owner, which is being mechaper for. The first mishnah in Zvachim, all other karbanos, besides karban Pesach maybe, can exist even if it's shalol l'shma. It's kosher, about lo ol l'bayim l'mashem chova. Chatas is pasul. Because the second the chatas is disconnected from its bailim, so the chatas can no longer exist, and therefore it has to be left to die. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak in Temura. Vlad chatas. Right, the way that we remember this is the Rashi Tevas Vitimna. Vitimna haisa bileges, the word vitimna, that's that, the five chatos mesos. Vlad chatos, if your chatos has a baby. Tmuras chatos, if I'm memir, if I do tmura, which is an isidar isa, if I say, I want to bring this carbon instead of that carbon, so I violated the isidar isa, and by the way, both of them are kadosh. That's a mrs. asay. I have to treat it as kadosh. That's tmuras chatos. Chatos shemesu ba'aleha. The third one on the list, that's ours, a chatos whose owner died. All of those, Yamusu. So that's Vlad Chatas, Tmuras Chatas. No, what else? Avra Shnasa, if the Chatas got too old to be brought. And Avda means it got lost. And Niskapra Ba'acher. And I receive Kapara with a different one. I lost my Karban Chatas. I brought a different one. Then I find the first one. So, all of those five. Vitimna, Vlad Chatas, Tmuras Chatas, Niskapra Ba'acher. Which other ones didn't we mention? Mace Baalim and Avra Shnasa, right? Those are the five in Vitimna. So those five Chatos Mesos have to be Halmosh Vizina, they have to be left to die. So ask the Gemara, why isn't this an example of a Chatos Mesa? The Kohen Gadol died. So it should be an example of it. There is an extension of that halacha that the Gemara says elsewhere, Kol Sheva Chatos Mesa Ba'asham Yikrav Ola. Or Ba'asham Nitak L'Ri'iya. The parallels by carbon Asham, Asham doesn't die. There is the machlokas about this. The Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, always puts Asham with Chatas. A number of Mishnayas. He says, no, same thing. First Mishnah is Vachim. Asham is the same as Chatas. It's also Ba'al Chet. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin that even though Asham is Ba' for certain Chatoim, but there is a conceptual difference between Asham and Chatas. It's not the same. But either way, ask the Gemara, back to our question, Chata Shemesu Ba'alea, it should be Lamisa. So why here is there even a Havamina that it could work for another Kohen? And Lamaskana, we already saw the Rambam Paskens that it does work for the other Kohen. How is that possible? So here's a very crucial discussion. Amalei Ravin Barav Ad Al Rava, Amri Talmidcha, your Talmidim told me, says Ravin to Rava, in the name of Amar of Amram, Chatas Tziburhi Velo Lamisa Azla. This is the today's daf. How do we classify the par of the Kohen Gadol? He does vidui on it twice. He does his own vidui, but then he also does the vidui of all the brethren, all the other Kohanim. Is this a Chatas Yachid? Or is it not a Chatas Yachid? It starts off as one, but then it switches to another. So, how do I classify the par of the Kohen Gadol? The Seir Lashem, that's for sure, that's Tzibur. That's used for Am Yisrael. But what about the par? It's used for the Kohen Gadol and for the Kohanim. So how do you classify that? Says Rav Amram. Ravin says to Rava. Rav Amram says, it's a Chatas Sibur. Chatas Sibur is not Lamisa. The whole Halacha Moshe Misina that we have been talking about is only by five Chataos Mesos that are carbon as Yachid. But the rule is, a Chatas Sibur is not left to die. Disnan, as the Mishnah says. The Mishnah there. See on the side it says the Mishnah Lessa. It should be the Tanya. It's very close to the Mishnah. But either way, it's the discussion in Tmura. The Tanakama there in Maseches Tmura was discussing the difference between carbon Yachid and carbon Sibur. And one of the differences the Tanakama had said was that a carbon Sibur is Docha Shabbos and is Docha Tuma. A carbon Yachid is not Docha Shabbos and not Docha Tuma. So to answer that, Rabbi Meir says as follows. Rabbi Meir says, I could break your equation. It's not always straightforward and simple that Sibur is Docha and Yochid is not Docha. Amar lo Rabbi Meir to the Tanakama, Vahalo par Yom HaKippurim, V'chavite Kohen Gadol. The par of Yom Kippur, which is what we're talking about. Chavite Kohen Gadol. The carbon, the Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day to half in the morning and half in the afternoon. U Pesach and the carbon Pesach to carbon Yochid, who all these three are carbon Yochids. Carbon is Yachid. And yet, V'docha the Shabbos, that's a Tuma. And yet they can be brought on Shabbos. And even Betuma. So if that's what Rabbi Meir says, wait a minute, these are carbon is Yachid. What must the Tanakama hold? Lav Michlal, Te'ikal Mandarma, Tzibur. It must be the Tanakama holds that they are Betzibur. And Rabbi Meir comes along and says, no, they're carbon is Yachid. So that is Rav Amram's Raya, that the Par Yom HaKippurim is, at least according to one opinion, a carbon Sibur. And therefore, it is not Holich Lamisa, says the Gemara 1 minute. Ula Taimech, but according to what you just said, this is now Rava talking back to Rav Avin. Rava says, 1 minute, this conversation from Rav Meir, you think that Rav Meir is really arguing on categorization? He's not just poking holes in the equation. Rav Meir says, oh, it's a carbon yachid, and the Tanakhama must hold carbon sefer. I'll prove to you that that's not what the machlokas is about. Ula taimeich diktani. Look in the Tosefta. The Tosefta also has the same Tanakhama, but instead of Rabbi Meir arguing, you have Rabbi Yaakov. Amar lo Rabbi Yaakov, vahalo, but he has different carbonos that he brings in. Vahalo parhel on davar shel tzibur. The par that's brought when the Sanhedrin tells Am Yisrael to do something, and they all violated it, and it was a mistake of the Bezdin. The Seir Avodas Kochavim, the Seir of Rove of Am Yisrael to Avodah Zarah, the Chagiga, those three to carbon Seber, those are all carbon Sebers. The Ein Dochen Loas HaShabbos Loas HaTomah, and those do not are not. So this breaks the other half of your equation. Seber is always Docha, Yachid is not Docha. So Rabbi Meir brought some Yachids that were Docha. Rabbi Yaakov is bringing some Sebers that are not Docha. But what do you see from there? Rabbi Yaakov says, "Hey, these are all carbon." Carbon seabors. What, so you're going to tell me the Tanakhama holds that these are carbon as yachid? Meaning Rabbi Yaakov is arguing on categorization? Says Rava, it's not true, it can't be. So therefore Rava says, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Meir, they're not arguing on categorization. Everybody agrees what's a carbon yachid and what's a carbon seabor. And Rava, defending himself, says, and everybody might agree that the power of the Kohen Gadol is considered a carbon yachid. So you have no answer to the question. What are they arguing about? They're just poking holes in the equation. You don't go, it's not yachid versus seabor. That's not the rule of what's docha, what's not docha. There's going to be a different rule. So Ella, this is all Rava talking now. Let me explain to you the machlokas that took place in these brises. L'tanakama, kama hederle. They're answering the Tanakama. D'shame, d'ka'amar. They heard that he said, carbon seber docha as a Shabbos v'esatumah. The carbon yachid eino docha lo as a Shabbos v'esatumah. Carbon seber is docha, and carbon yachid is not docha. That's what they're taking issue with. Amar lo Rabbi Meir. Carbon yachid, klalahu. What, every carbon yachid is not docha? V'halo, I'll give you some that are. Par yom ha-kipurim, v'chaviti kohen gadol, u'pesach, to carbon yachid uv'docha. So Rabbi Meir is not arguing on categorization. I know that you say it's a carbon yachid, but it's doche. Or v'yamal Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yaakov argues on the other half of his statement. Carbon seber klaluhu, every carbon seber is going to be doche, v'halo parhelam davar shel tzibur, u'sire avodas kochavim v'chagiga, to carbon seber hervein dochen lo asa Shabbos lo asa tuma. So again, not every carbon seber is doche. So Rava says that they're not arguing about categorization. Ella nakot haklala biyadcha. Rather, what Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov would say is that there's a different rule. The rule isn't Sibur versus Yachid, but the rule is as follows. Kol shizmano kavua. Anything that has a set time that has to be done today. Docha zashavas vesatuma. That's docha. Afilu biyachid. Even a Yachid. So, a Kohen Gadol who has to bring a Minchas Chavitin every day, including Shabbos, he brings it on Shabbos. Even though it's a carbon Yachid. The call she'ein zman o kavua, and if a zman, if something is not zman o kavua, ain't a docha l'shabbos l'satuma, a filu b'tzibur, and anything that's not zman o kavua, it doesn't matter even if it's tzibur, it's not going to be brought today. Even parallel davar shel tzibur is a carbon tzibur, but it's not going to be brought on Shabbos. There's no pressure to have to bring it today. So Rava defended himself. Rava saying that it could very well be that the power of the Kohen Gadol is a carbon yachid. And therefore, according to Rava, Rava doesn't give another answer, but according to Rava, we still have the problem of chata shemesu ba'aleha. Right? The whole question we got into this was, why don't you say this Kohen Gadol that died, the second Kohen Gadol cannot bring it, because it's a chata shemesu ba'aleha. So we answered, Rav Aram said, oh, it's no, par, the par Kohen Gadol is considered a carbon seber. So Rava says no. So the Gemara does not say how Rava would answer that question, but as all we're going to deal with right now for the rest of the daf is Rava Shita. Rava says that the power of the Kohen Gadol is classified as a carbon yachid. There is one slight machlokas here just to be aware of, and that is Chagiga. Why is Chagiga? Chagiga, the Gemara says, is not Docha Shabbos or Tumah. Why? Why not? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says right here, Ein Zmana Kavua, Litcho Shabbos, Shahariish La Tashlumin Kol Shiva. It has Tashlumin all 7 days. Rashi and the Rambam both say that Chagiga, the reason Chagiga is not Docha, is because Ein Zmana Kavua, it's for any of these 7 days. Other Rishonim, there's a Tosas in Psachim, Daf Ayin Vav, which has a different girsa in that Gemara, seemingly because he's uncomfortable with this pshat. What do you mean Ein Zmana Kavua? This is one of the days. Chagiga, one of the days, is Shabbos. So it is, you only have this day, and what if it's the last day? So that's Ein Zmana Kavua. So there might be other answers for Chagiga, but either way, that's an important, interesting discussion if you have a limited time for a karban, is that considered ein zmano kavua? Okay, Eisvei Abaya. Next section. Abaye asked the next following question from the Tosefta. On, again, this is going to be a question on Rava. Rava who holds, again, our question, this daf is, will the real character of the power of the Kohen Gadol stand up? Is it a carbon yachid? Is it a carbon sibor? A Rava holds it's a carbon yachid. So here we go. Par v'sa'ir shal yom ha-kipurim. She'avdu v'hifrish acherim tachteihem. If you have the par and the sa'ir of Yom Kippur, that got lost. And then you were mafresh others instead of them. Kulam yamusu. They all need to die. Right? They all need to die. These are chatos. V'chein siri avodas kochavim. Sha'avdu v'shifr shachein tachteyem. Kulam yamusu. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds they all have to die. These are chatos mesos. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon omrim. Yeru achi yistavu v'yimachru. V'yivlu d'beyam l'nadava. No. They could turn into olas. Why? She'ein chatos sibur mesa. Because the chatos sibur isn't mesa. These are chatos sibur. So Kasha and Rava from these second opinions from Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, the Rabbim, don't you see that they hold ein chatos sibur? It's a chatos sibur. Amar Lei says, what would Rava say back? No, we're misreading. We're putting the comma in the wrong place. It says par and the sar of Yom Kippur, par comma. My par helam davar shel sibur. Par is referring to the par helam davar shel sibur, which is for sure a carbon sibur. So the Gemara says, "V'hashem kipurim tani." But what do you mean? Keep reading. Par v'saloshem kipurim. The Gemara says, "No, put the comma in. Kiktani adisair. Put it on the sa'ir. The par alam davar shel sibur, and the sa'ir of Yom Kippur. Both of those. That's when Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say that that's a chata sibur, and therefore they are not left to die." The Tosafot Yeshayim points out later on when this Gemara comes up again. Now we're talking about a case where the sa'ir died after the hagrala. That's when you have the issue. It's already labeled as Lashem. If he died before the Hagrala, you have less problems. Right? You didn't do the Hagrala yet. It wasn't labeled. It didn't get its status yet as one of the ones to be used on Yom Kippur. Good. So, next question. V'hatanya, but we have another Brisa. And here the Brisa says Beferish. Here Rava can't get out of it. V'hatanya, par shal Yom HaKippurim. V'si'ir shal Yom HaKippurim. There it says a Beferish. Sha'avdu v'hifrish achayim tachteim kulam yamusu de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Yerush Yistavu, v'yimachru. What do you do? What do you do when you have a problematic chatas? You don't know what to do with it, and it's not meant to die. You have to let it graze until it gets a mum. V'yimachru, and then it can be sold. V'yiplu d'mein l'nadava, and then you take the money and buy carbonous ola in the summer. She'ein chata sibur mesa. I guess there's the same brisa, but there's beferish, that the par cannot be referring to any other par except for the par of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, how would Rava answer this? Rava holds that it is a carbon yachin, and the Gemara is not assuming that he could hold like the first opinion. Says the Gemara, maybe the Gemara is assuming that they both hold chata sibur, but the first opinion is saying that there's some other overarching halacha that allows it to die in this case. Either way, what would Rava answer? Lo tema she'en chata sibur mesa. No, the Gebraisa doesn't really mean that it's a chata sibur, and that's why it does not die. Ela ema she'en chatas hashutfin mesa. It's chatas hashutfin. I'll agree with you, says Rava, that it's a chatas hashutfin. It's not a chatas hatzibur, but it's a chatas hashutfin. That I'll agree with you. Meaning, look at Rashi. The Reb Shein chatas hashutfin mesa. The Rebbe Shimon Savar. Rebbe Shimon, who says, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon say, chato chamesh chatos hamesos. Bechad makam agmarin rachman ala Moshe. The halacha Moshe Misinai was one halacha. These five go together, they have to die. But one of them cannot be by shutfin. By definition, tmuras chatas, the halacha is shutfin, an animal of shutfin cannot make a tmura. So says Rashi, explaining the Gemara, if one of them doesn't apply to shutfin, they all don't apply to shutfin. So when the Gemara here says, when Rava changes it to ein chatas shutfin mesa, that's really what the Gemara means. So that's basically saying that, therefore, it cannot die because all five do not apply to shutfin. So in a chinami, Rava says, I'm saved. I'm saved, really. The par is shutfin, and that's why it won't die, but it's not called a carbon sibur for other halachas. Umay nafkamina, what's the difference? If he holds it shutfin, so why did Rava get so upset before? When Rav Amram said, it's chata sibur hi velola misa asla, so Rava agrees to that. It's chata shutfin hi velola misa asla. So what do you get so upset at Rav Amram for? He holds the same thing, so it's a little difference in categorization. Is there an afkamina between shutfin and sibur? Says the Gemara, yes. Delo maisu koan impar bahora'a. What does that mean? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Harios that when we have a par helam davar shel tzibur, that most of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael violate an Aveira based on the allowance of the Sanhedrin Hagdola, And if it's most, if it's a majority, they all don't have to bring a carbon. Bezdin brings one carbon on behalf of their mistake, which caused everybody else to make a mistake. It's not only by the entire rove of the Klal Yisrael. You go by each shevet. The rove of the shevet. Even if rove of Yisachar, rove of Dan, did it, that's enough for the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur. That's enough to be called a Tzibur. So, what's going on here? Rashi and the Gemara is explaining that Kohanim are not their own group. They're shutfin, but they are not their own group. And they wouldn't bring a carbon sibur, parhalam davar shel sibur, based on their group. That's what Rashi says here, in the middle of the bottom Rashi. Shim horu bezdin shel kohanim, lavar alachas ben amitzvos, va'asu kohanim al piem, shiyum avi and parhalam davar, ke'echod mikol ha'shvatim. No, you don't say that. Tekayim along, what do we say? Shevet echod ikri kol. An entire shevet is ikri kol. Kohanim vadai lo ikri kol. The kohanim are not called a kol. Ela osa shenar lo nachla. Right, they're only those other shvatim that got a nachla. Kohanim are not allowed to get a nachla. As the pasuk says, beferish in Sefer Dvarim, the isur d'arayis of a kohanim levi to take a nachla. So that's what the nafkamina is. That's why it's called shutfin. I call it shutfin because I don't want it to be called a tzibur, because then you might get the misimpression that kohanim could be a tzibur for parallel to virtual tzibur. There is, if you look at the girsa, the goes Ranchberg, Rebbetzal Ranchberg changes the girsa of horu bezdin shel kohanim to bezdin likohanim. The question is, did the kohanim have their own bezdin? Or was it just a bezdin that judge that gave instructions to the kohanim? That's a question in the girsa here in the bottom Rashi. Okay, so again, Rava is saved. Once we're talking about shutfin and sibur on a agadic level, Rav Soloveitchik has an unbelievable drasha in Al Hatshuva called Kaparas HaYochid VeKaparas HaTzibur, and he asked this question: what's the difference between shutfin and sibur? Is the Tzibur, is all Klal Yisrael partners? No, the Gemara here says explicitly that there's a difference, there's even a machlokas, between Tzibur and Shutfin. What's the difference? Says Rav Soloveitchik, that if we look in the davening of Yom Kippur, what do we say in the special bracha? Melech, mochel, v'solech, la'avonoseinu, v'la'avonos, amo, beis Yisrael. There's a double lush in there. What's la'avonoseinu, v'la'avonos, amo, beis Yisrael? What's the double lashon there? Says Rav Soloveitchik, Mikan Shabiyom HaKippurim Yeshnam Shnei Suge Kapara. There are two types of kapara that we go through on Yom Kippur. HaKapara HaAchas Hi Individualit Pratit L'Kol Yochan V'Yochan Mi Yisrael. It's individual kapara that each and every Jew get. Kol Yehudi Yachol Zakos Im Yesh Lo Kochos HaNefesh HaRu'uyim L'Kach L'Hitayar B'Yom HaKippurim. If somebody does tshuva, if somebody repents, if somebody cleanses themselves, they could be zocha to this, the Kaparas HaYachid, the Kapara of Kol Echad VeEchad. What we might even call Kaparas HaShutfin. We are all partners as part of Klal Yisrael. We all stand. We don't lose our individuality. We keep we're each a bunch of Yechidim together, each trying to get Kapara. But, of course, there is another element of kapara, and that is kaparas Am Yisrael. Kapara as the unit of Am Yisrael, kaparas HaTzibur. And there, Hashem might even overlook individual faults. There, what does the Gemara say, at least according to some Tanoim, in the end of Yuma, as we'll see, even without tshuva, Yom Kippur might be mechaper. How can you mechaper without tshuva? Ah, the kaparas HaYachid, shel shutfin, that of course, you can't, you have to do tshuva. But kaparas HaTzibur, the kapara where you looked at as a unit, Hashem doesn't look at individuals. The sum is different than just the each part individually. Of course, the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, you only get this kaparas HaTzibur, and the Deya that says that Yom Kippur is Bechaper, even without Tshuva, is only if you didn't do one of the Averos Chamuros. Why is that excluded? Karis and worse? Because then you've cut yourself off from being part of the Tzibur. So Mamela, you don't get the kaparas HaTzibur. But that's a very big difference. There is a very big difference between Tzibur and Shutfin. Shutfin still have their identity in the group. Masha'enke, when it comes to Tzibur, so there are no Yechidim anymore. It's just the unit. It's just the unit. And that is, again, it's a long drasha here, but feel free, as he talks about the two types of tshuva on, and two types of kapara on Yom Kippur. And that's la'avonos, v'la'avonos amo beis Yisrael. And we have that many times. And we have Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu in Yalav Yavo, Zichroneinu, and then later on, V'zichron Kalamcha beis Yisrael. Many times we have the double, because Hashem looking at us as one individual within the Tzibur, which is more of like a Shutfin mentality, versus I lose my own identity. But this Gemara highlights the fact that Shutfin and Tzibur are different halachically, and in that drasha, he speaks about how they're different hashkafically as well. Tashma, Vaita, last line. Anunam Aleph. Tashma Debai Rebbe, or Debai Rebbe Lazar. Debai Rebbe Lazar. Another try, we're going to try to knock out Rava, who again says, Par of Yom Kippur is a Karban Yachid. L'divrei ha'omer par Yom Kippurim Karban Yachid. Oset Tzmura rein oset Tzmura. There's a question that we're going to deal with soon. According to the one who says that the Par of Yom Kippur is a Karban Yachid, can you make a Tzmura, the Isser of Tzmura, with that animal or not? Remember, the Isser of Tzmura is trying to substitute one carbon for another carbon. Even if it's L'shem Shemayim, you want to give a bigger carbon. It doesn't matter. It's an Isser Daraisa, and if you try to do it, they're both carbonos. So if you say the Par of Yom Kippur is a carbon yachid, can you make tzmura or not? So what does it sound like from there? Lav michlal, doesn't that mean, if you're saying according to the one who says yachid, lav michlal digal man d'amar de tzibur, doesn't that mean that somebody said tzibur? And again, Rava said stark. Rava said strong. No, it's only yachid. You can't give the reason for tzibur. What was he upset about? There's a man d'amar that says tzibur. So, lo. No, don't make that diet. Michlal digal man d'amar de shutfin. Like Rava said before. No, it's yachid versus shutfin. Shutfin also can't be oset tzmura. So, it's not a problem that l'divrei ha'omer, par yom kippurim is a carbon yachid. So, Gufa, now we get to this question. Boy, once we brought up the question, before going back to Rava, we go into this question of Boi Rebbe Elazar. L'divrei ha'omer, par yom kippurim, carbon yachid. If you say the par yom kippurim is a carbon yachid, why would it be called a carbon yachid? Because the Kohen Gadol brings it from his own money, and he does his personal viduy on it. Oset tzmura, ain't oset tzmura. We know the rule is a carbon shutfin, there's no tzmura. Carbon tzibur is no tzmura, only yachid. So if you say it's a carbon yachid, so Pasha says you should say oset tzmura. But we'll see, it's not so simple. So the Gemara says, let's continue first, and then we'll talk about tzmura in general. So the Gemara says, Maikami Baile, what exactly is the question here? It should be Pashut. It should be Pashut what the answer is. Why? E basar makdish azlinan. Let's think about the Kohen Gadol's power for a minute. One person, the Kohen Gadol is makdish it, but ultimately it brings kapara for all of the Kohanim. So, it's simple. What do you focus on? E basar makdish azlinan, e basar miskaper azlinan. Do you go after the makdish? Do you go after the miskaper? That's the issue, says the Gemara. If you go after the makdish, there's one makdish. It's a carbon yachid, and there should be tmura. If you go after the miskaper, all the kohanim are miskaper, so you shouldn't be able to make tmura. Says the Gemara, pshita devasa miskaper azlinan. No, it's obvious that you go after the miskaper for halachas of tmura. Why? Dam Rabbi Avoh, Am Rabbi Yochanan as follows. The Gemara says, Hamakdish Mosif Chomesh, the Makdish is Mosif Chomesh. The halacha is if somebody's Makdish an animal for someone else. Ruvain is Makdish an animal for Shimon. And then something happens, you want to do Pidyon. Maybe he gets a Mum. You want to do Pidyon? The halacha is always that the owner adds on a Chomesh whenever he's Pote. Adds on what we would call 25%. So if Ruvain is Makdish for Shimon, so who is the one that has to add on 25%? So Hamakdish Mosif Chomesh. The Makdish is the one that has to add on a Chomesh. Vahamiskaper Osabat Tmura. And the one that gets Kapara, Shimon in this case, is the one that has the power to make Tmura, because you can't be Mamir somebody else's animal. Dover Shena Shalom. So it's Beferish. Miskaper Osabat Tmura. We'll talk about this more. Let's just finish the flow. Vahatori Mishalosh Shal Chaveiro. And if somebody ever gives Truma for somebody else, I give Truma on behalf of my neighbor. Tovas Hanosh Shalom. I'm allowed to choose which Kohen I give it to. The one who is Mafrish has that ability. And that privilege. Step question marks. So says the Gemara, what's the question of whether the Par Kohen Gadol, which is a Karban Yachid, Basar, can be Oset Tmura or not? It's obvious. You go Basar Miskaper, and therefore, we say, Ein Oset Tmura. Says the Gemara, no. La'olam Pshita Le'de Basar Miskaper Azlinan. Really, you're right. It is Basar Miskaper Azlinan. It goes by the Kohanim. But Vahachi Kamibayle, still. The question is, the Kohanim get Kapara, but they don't get full-fledged, hardcore kapara like a regular person would get when they bring their own carbon chatas. What do you mean? Achiva Kohanim, bikfi usa miskapri, odilma bikufya miskapri. Period. What does that mean? When the Kohanim get kapara, do they get kfi usa? Is it considered real bona fide kapara? The Kohen Gadol does vidui for all his Kohanim, and that's it. They get full kapara, or do we say bikufya? What does bikufya mean? That is a machlokas rishonim here. Rashi and Tosas both say, and this is how it seems to be understood in Maseches Zvachim. Kufya means floating. Meaning it's just floating kapara. What do you mean? That the Kohen Gadol is the real Baal HaKarban. He's the real Baal HaKarban. It's his money that brings the karban, and he does vidui. And then he adds on the Kohanim's vidui also. But really, it's the Kohen Gadol's Iker Karban. And therefore, at root, maybe we would say Oset Tzmura, because at root it's his carbon. But it's just Bikufya Miskapri, they piggyback on the Kohen Gadol's Kapara. Bikufya. Or do we say Bikfiyusa, then no, they get Kapara, like the Kohen Gadol gets Kapara. That's one idea, that's what Rashi says. But if you look in Rabbeinu Chananel right here, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Bikufya is from the word Lahakif, to go around. Bikufya means, do we say Bikfiyusa, they get automatic Kapara right away, right when the Kohen Gadol does the Vidui and the Shechita, or do they only get Kapara when they come around and hear the Vidui? Klomar, Ein Lachil HaKohanim B'Par Kohen Gadol Klum Ad Shas HaKafas HaVidui Ukshemiskapsim B'Yom HaKippurim LaHa'azin HaVidui Ba'Otsa Shom Miskaprim V'Meimar Mikodom Lachin Tmuraso Tmura. Olo, what's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chananel? When do we say the Kohanim are included? Are they only included later when they hear the Vidui and they surround the Kohen Gadol and he's like their Shliach? He's the Shliach Tzibur for them? And they get Kapara? Or even right away, it's always labeled as their carbon because they're going to get Kapara from it. A nafkamina between Rashi and Tosas versus Rabbeinu Chananel is there any time earlier that for sure we would say that the Kohen Gadol could be Meimer and it's Yachid? Rabbeinu Chananel, for sure before the Vidui, it's only Shel Kohen Gadol. Afterwards is the Shiloh once they get to be part of it. But Rashi and Tosas say, no, it's never. Mikufya means they always get a limited form of Kapara. Good. So, that is the question. Tosfos here is a very interesting line. Tosfos says, what you're telling me here, that the Kohen Gadol gets Kapara, let's go with Rashi and Tosfos, but the Kohanim only get a secondary type of Kapara, and therefore, if that's true, the Kohen Gadol would still be able to be Oset Tzmura, because the Kohanim are only included in a secondary way. Why is this different, asks Tosfos from the Gemara in Zvachan Daf Hei, where the Gemara says, if somebody dies and leaves an animal to his two sons, they cannot be Mamer, because they're Shutfin, and Shutfin cannot be Oset Tzmura. Ask us 1 minute. But it's the father's animal, the children are just Mikufya. The children are secondary, the Gemara there says. Yorish lo mechaber lo mikufya. So why over there do we say automatically the children are mikufya and there's no tmura? Well, here the Gemara says the other kohanim are mikufya, it's a lower level kapara, and therefore they would be able, the original person would be able to do tmura. Says Tosfos, don't compare the cases. Tosfos says, at least over there, the father is dead. And if the father is dead, there's nobody else standing there. That's why we say it's really like Shutfin. Here, it's the Kohen Gadol's right there. And then you have the other Kohanim, so the main Mechap Miskaper is standing there. So you can't ignore him. That's why, if the others are just Mikufya, it could be Oset Tzmura. That's one idea. Rav Soloveitchik in the Avodas Yom Kippurim here has a different answer of Tosas. And that is, by the par of the Kohen Gadol, the Iker Bailus is him. He's the Iker Bailum on this par. He includes other Kohanim, but he's the Iker Bailum. It's from him. Over there, the father died. They are now the Iker Bailum, the children. The children own the carbon. Okay, the father is how they got there. But the Iker Bailus is for the children, and therefore, you cannot compare the two cases. So you have the thought of Tosfos and the thought of Rav Soloveitchik to answer the question. The general issue of Tamura, you know, let's do the next section, and then we'll mention it. Tashma. You got it? Yeah, about the 15th line or so. Tashma, another try to figure out this question, whether the power of the Kohen Gadol has Oset Tzmura or not, meaning that's really a code phrase to say, is it a carbon yachid or a carbon shutfin / tzibur, says the Mishnah there, Chomer b'zevach mi batzmura v'chomer batzmura mi b'zevach. There's a chumra by an original carbon that I was makdish, and there are chumras by the tmura carbon, which I was only makdish secondarily. It's hukdash through the other carbon. So let's see. Chomer b'zevach mi batzmura v'chomer batzmura mi b'zevach. Chomer b'zevach. What's more chomer by a zevach? Shazevach noheg b'yachidu b'tzibur or kibitzibur. A regular carbon, you have a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur. V'doches a shabbos v'satuma, and there are carbonos that are doches shabbos and tuma. V'oset tmura, and you create tmura by an original carbon. Mashenki b'tmura. Tmura is not oset tmura. A tmura, even if it's the type of carbon, it comes from a Kavua lazman carbon. The tzmura is never offered on Shabbos or Betumah, and a tzmura is not betzibur. So that's one direction. Chomer betzmura mi bazevach, but the other way. What's the chomer of tzmura? Sha tzmura chala al balmum kavua. Tzmura is chal even on a balmum. If you have an animal that's a balmum and you're meimir onto it, it achieves kedushas aguf. Not even just Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Aguf, which a real carbon, if you're Makdish, can never achieve. V'ena Yotzeh L'Chulin, the Gazev Le'aved, and never goes out to Chulin to be shorn or worked. Tosfos Yeshurim says this is a continuation of that Chumra. It's one Chumra. It has Kedushas Aguf, and therefore you could redeem it to eat it, but you can never work it. Mashenkin B'Zevach. So, Hai Zevach, now the Gemara's Medayik. Hai Zevach, Hechi Dami. Which carbon are we comparing and contrasting to Tmura? What's under discussion? Ilema, and we have to start this today, Bishop, and finish it next time, because the Gemara ends in the middle. Ilema de Yachid. Are we talking about a regular carbon Yachid? That can't be, because what does the first half of the source say? It's Doche Shabbos and Tumah. Mi Dochi Shabbos and Tumah? We can't be talking about a carbon Yachid. Elo de Tzibur. So we're for sure talking about a carbon Tzibur. So what does it say? A carbon Tzibur is Doche Shabbos and Tumah. Mi Ose Tzmura? But it says it's Ose Tzmura. There's some carbon out there that's Doche Shabbos and Tumah and creates Tzmura. So what is that? A regular carbon Tzibur cannot create Tzmura. So Elolav, what are you left with? What choices are there to par? It must be the par of the Kohen Gadol, which is a carbon, well, we don't know what it is. It's Doche Shabbos and Tumah, and it creates Tumura, meaning Nechshav a carbon Yachid, so to speak. V'Doche Shabbos and Tumah, to Kfil Azman, V'Oset Tumura, to carbon Yachidu. So doesn't this prove it must be, what is this source referring to? It must be the par of Yom Kippur, must be referring to, because that is Doche Shabbos and Tumah, and also is creates Tumura. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes Lo, there's no riot. There's one other option that I can think of. Be'elo shel Aaron, the carbon Ola that is brought by Aaron on Yom Kippur. The Ayol, not the par of the Kohen Gadol, which is a Chatas, but the Ayol. And you know why this has to be? Hachanami Mestavra, it makes sense. Disagadaitach de Paro, if it's talking about his par, his meaning is Chatas. So what would we be medayik then from the Brisa? Tumura, depar, Shabbos, v'tuma, hu delo dachya. This, the Tumura, Shabbos and Tuma, meaning it's not Doche Shabbos or Tuma, but habachol makriv kreva, but normally you would be makriv it if it's not Shabbos or Tuma, but what do you mean? Ha Tumura schatasi, but it says Tumura you would bring, it's Ose Tumura, but if it's a Tumura schatas, you would never bring it. Utumura schatas lamisa azla. So it can't be. So that's the raya that Rav Sheshes says. It must be we're talking about the Ola and not the Chata, because if it's about the Chatas, you would never be able to bring that Tumura, even not on Shabbos or Betuma. So that is where we're going to have to stop today, discussing what is this Brisa talking about. Is it talking about the power of the Kohen Gadol, that it could be a raya to our discussion, or is it talking about the Ayel of the Kohen Gadol, the Ola, and then it is not a raya to our discussion. Tumura in general is a very important isser, just to mention, to close, the last Rabbah, Menuchas Tumura, where the Rambam discusses what's the Svara of Tumura. It is Gzeiras HaKasev, obviously, and we can't know exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu has in mind with all of his mitzvos, but the Rambam says, Afal Pisha Kochuki HaTorah V'Gzeirosim, even though they're laws, we've already said that Roy L'Hisbonein Bahem. You have to try to analyze them, and whenever you can give a reason, you give a reason. So says the Rambam here, Yarda Torah L'Sov Machsheves Ha'ad, and the Torah goes down into the depth of the psychological mentality of a person and knows we're always chas al mamono. We're always worried about our money. And even after we say we're going to give something, we pledge something, we always want to go back on it. And even after we would designate a carbon, we're going to want to switch it. We want to keep this for ourselves. So even if sometimes we want to give a better one, a lot of the times we won't want to. So the rule is, period. You give a carbon, it's a carbon, period, no switching. For kol elu hadvarim, and all these are, kedei lakuf yitzro ulesakein deosav. To fix our deos, to make sure we're on the right and the narrow. Verov dini atorah, and then he has the beautiful line. The rov dini atorah are to do this. Ela eitzos meirachok, it's advice from afar. Mi gadol haitza, from the greatest advisor, capital A. Lesakein hadeos uliyasher kolam ha'asim. That's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tumura, at the end of Sefer Karbanos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue.